thank you for listening to this summary of our paper in the Journal of Nuclear Cardiology entitled Pitfalls in Quantitative Myocardial PET Perfusion, Part 1, Myocardial Partial Volume Correction. I'm the senior author and the Martin Buxbaum Distinguished University Chair, Professor of Cardiovascular Medicine, and Executive Director of the Weatherhead PET Center for Preventing and Reversing Atherosclerosis at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston. As background, PET quantitative myocardial perfusion stratifies coronary artery disease severity for high risk that is reduced by revascularization. Quantitative PET perfusion requires correction for partial volume loss, called PV loss, due to one-dimensional LV wall thickness that is smaller than the scanner resolution. For partial volume corrections, two commercial phantoms are available. One is the ACR phantom, that is the abbreviation for the American College of Radiology. It is comprised of various sized hollow plastic rods, each with two equal radii filled with radionuclide, thereby making it a two-dimensional phantom for testing partial volume loss in two dimensions. The other phantom is the NEMA phantom, N-E-M-A, the abbreviation for the National Electrical Manufacturers Association. The NEMA phantom is comprised of various size hollow spheres with three equal radii filled with radionuclide, thereby making it a three-dimensional phantom testing for partial volume loss in three dimensions. Therefore, we tested two hypotheses. First, we tested the hypothesis that both the two-dimensional ACR rods and the three-dimensional NEMA spheres overestimate partial volume loss compared to the one-dimensional reference phantom needed for the left ventricular wall. Second, we hypothesized that these overcorrections for partial volume loss based on ACR or NEMA phantoms artifactually increase the perfusion values. These artifactually increased perfusion values would impair risk stratification compared to the actual observed death or MI or its reduction after revascularization. To test these hypotheses, we carried out an observational study in 3,987 patients and volunteers undergoing diagnostic PET for quantitative myocardial perfusion with over a 10-year follow-up for MACE. Our results confirm our hypotheses as follows. Since the LV circumferential and longitudinal dimensions of the LV are large compared to scanner resolution, myocardial partial volume loss is due to the single dimension of LV wall thickness. Partial volume activity loss and its corrections based on two-dimensional ACR rods and three-dimensional NEMA spheres overestimate partial volume correction for both rubidium-82 and F-18 with correspondingly erroneously high perfusion values by +50% to +150%. Accurate partial volume loss and its correction are optimally derived from a one-dimensional phantom image with rubidium-82 or F-18 to attain the relative ratio of data recovery for a 15 millimeter wide single dimension target comparable to the average wall thickness of the left ventricle. However, since ACR and NEMA phantoms are widely available, their overestimated partial volume loss and overestimated corrections for quantitative left ventricular myocardial perfusion can be corrected to the needed one-dimensional partial volume correction with a simple equation applicable to all PET scanners. This simple equation relates the results from the ACR and NEMA phantoms back to the one-dimensional partial volume correction needed for quantitative perfusion of the left ventricular wall. Thank you for listening to this review. I hope that it helps you in your management of patients based on quantitative myocardial perfusion.